following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and 3 decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy 1 dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 100% full strength, I do believe, on this Monday, the 14th of March. It's St. Patrick's Week. It's the NCAA tournament. But unfortunately, a show that should be devoted to state boys basketball and the NCAA tournament will not be today. Coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes, UNK football coach Daryl Morris is going to be joining us. Also, Matt Drew, head boys basketball coach, state champion Giltner. How exciting. I don't even know where to go, Daddy. The big story here, and I think, folks, it is big for UNK, is that UNO has not found out. They can't manage. UNO, the elitists, they can't manage their money. I don't understand what the problem is. They're dropping football and wrestling. And just let me say this. What self-respecting university doesn't have a football team of some kind?
Well, especially when you've had one for 100 years. And all the tradition and all the championships, all of a sudden in one swift decision, is just gone. And I think when this word started getting out, and it did not get out, people, until late Saturday night, football, and then the side story is the wrestling program that's won 6 out of last 8 national titles. They bring the axe in and say, Coach Denny, congratulations, here's your trophy. Now go find another job because you don't have a job. And we're disbanding your program too.
Yeah.
You go so many ways, and yes, UNK's beat UNO the last 2 years. They figured that Shadron was about as good as UNK, so they're the fourth best football school. Maybe they just said, screw it. We're the fourth best. We don't want to be there.
Who's the best?
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Giltner hits it! A 3-point field
Finley
goal!
Kreitz,
and Giltner wins the state championship!
Mike Will with the call. Matt Drew's going to join us. I'm sorry. I can listen to that kind of stuff, high school, collegiate, pro, over and over and over and over. That is just so cool. And, it was a great weekend of boys basketball. Let me say this. Overall, one of the best boys basketball tournaments I've ever covered. And the funny thing is, it probably had the worst game I've ever covered, and it was Giltner, Lindsay, Holy Family. I said it on the show Friday. We'll talk to Matt Drew about it. And not from a Giltner perspective, not because they didn't try hard and play hard. It was just bad. I mean, I've seen a couple of teams not get to 30 in the state tournament. I've never went into the fourth quarter with somebody on 11. 2 buckets, 7 free throws. I mean, but aside from that,
the officiating, for the most part, we don't have to gripe on and harp on. And we say goodbye to a couple of great guys in Jeff Wolf and Todd Brocious, who did their final ball game. And you know, we see some young guys starting to come in to the fold here, and great for them. But we'll talk a whole lot more about that as the show progresses. Nebraska to the NIT. I'm fairly shocked that they're a 5 seed. They should have been a 2 or a 3, was what people were saying. I thought they'd get a home game. I thought they'd be a 3 or 4, get a home game, and then that would set them up for road games should they try to advance. They got a tough, tough draw. They have to go to Wichita State. If they win that, they have to go to Virginia Tech now that the brackets are out like that. And do you care? I will watch the game Wednesday because I want to see Drake play, and I want to see the Huskers play, and I want to see him win because I think it's going to be competitive. Colorado got screwed. We can talk a lot about that as well. One thing, Colin Cowherd always tries to find the other side of the story now just so people will be mad at him, and I don't like that every time. Just because everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd, is putting the facts out there about why UAB and Virginia Commonwealth shouldn't be in. Yeah, fine. Your opinion, I'm going to tell you that, no more valuable than my opinion at this point. Why do Colorado – and strength of schedule, all I could go with was out-of-conference strength of schedule or non-conference strength of schedule. And Colorado's was horrible. You know why? So was Nebraska's. You know why? So was Texas Tech's. You know why? Look at some of these bottom feeders in every big conference. They have to get some wins to even have a chance to do what they do. And you're supposed to do well in your conference, and you're supposed to do well at the end of the season. And not everybody can schedule Duke. Not everybody can schedule all these big games that you keep talking about. There are only so many of those to go around. So my thoughts on that.
I would have thought, just following up on that, I would have thought if somebody goes, who's the teams in the Big 12, out of the Big 12 in this tournament, I would have thought that Colorado would have been ahead of Missouri, would have been ahead of Kansas State. You know why they didn't beat Kansas State 4 times? Because they only played them 3 times. I just cannot believe that the coach of Colorado didn't have an emotional meltdown. I could not believe when they were left out of the deal. On another note, going back to state basketball tournament, something, Doug, you hit on the radio on Saturday night doing the Class B game. At halftime, they recognized some distinguished people. And Bill Holiday was one of those. Jerry Stein was another one. Congratulations to both those guys.
Jim Nemitz from Hastings.
There are some great people on that list. But there was one that just stood out to me. Unbelievable.
I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do 2 things at once. My bad.
That's right.
My bad.
But there was a moment that Nebraska basketball fans, and if you're from Gretna in South Sioux City, I know probably don't have a lot of listeners in those locales. Shame on you for, and I'm sure there was a nice hand, as there was for everybody. Bill Holiday, not only, the guy's a freaking legend, folks. He is one of the great guys. If you ever get a chance to meet Bill Holiday, he is one of the most spectacular individuals that God has gifted this planet, has impacted so many kids' lives, and so many people remember Wilsonville, Nebraska. To do what he did and put up 2,760 points, I think, is a 2,748, something like that.
All the most points any boys basketball player has ever scored in their career.
Without a three-point line. Without a three-point line. And I just, in conversations with him, I go back to this. When I was a senior, I scored 627 points, I think. If I did that the other 3 years I was in high school, which I never came close to, I would have still been 500 points, 400 and some points behind Bill Holiday. That was a record which I don't see ever being broken in the state of Nebraska. It stood the longest amount of time. And yeah, people gave him an ovation, but I don't think those people knew who he was. Do you, Doug?
That's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said.
I really wish that Bill Holiday would go on a speaking tour almost throughout so people could know about him, and obviously was in an accident, a while back, and Brian Ragland and his son found him below a deer stand, broke his back.
And I guess that's where I was going to go, Tony. I think people saw an older gentleman that had – they didn't know what happened to this older gentleman, and they gave him a nice round of applause. A crime is what it was. I'm so happy that Bill received this award, but there are some people that are Michael Jordan, and there are some people that are Scottie Pippen and Kobe Bryant. And when you introduce these people, you introduce them the way you don't say, "Welcome, distinguished folks, Mayor of Kearney, Governor of Nebraska, Mom and Dad, oh, and the President of the United States is here as well." That's not the way you do it. And and over there's the Pope. I mean, that's just not the way you do it.
I could not agree more with what you
said. And finally,
said.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to honor one of the greatest athletes in the history of the state of Nebraska, the all-time scoring leader in Nebraska boys basketball history, 101 years of state tournaments. There has been no one as big as our next award winner. He is the greatest boys basketball player in the history of the state of Nebraska with 2,748 points, more than 340 points more than Ron Simmons of Sumner. Let me give you somebody that's on the list. Bruce Chubbuck, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's eighth on the list. Kurt Lauer, some of the folks from Gibbon know him. He's seventh. Wes Eichmeyer, probably the most recent guy on this list, just got into the top 10. He is 10th on the list.
With how many points?
2,195. So he
600
is
600 behind him.
Yeah, he's 550 behind. Excuse me, 550 behind him. And everybody was amazed at how he was scoring 40 points a game his whole career. Ladies and gentlemen,
with
Bill
a 3-point line. Without a 3-point line.
Yeah.
Bill Holiday.
Jesse Carr. Everybody saw how he lit everybody up for 30-plus points a game his whole career. Just got over 2,000. I mean, I'm just trying to find some recent kids here. Anyway, the point being.
And even a better individual than he ever was a high school basketball player. And I just think, and lucky enough,
you think?
When you're in the Bertrand area.
That's pretty big.
Okay, he was a hell of a basketball player. Yeah, okay, maybe. No, when he obviously coached at Loomis for a long time and resides in that. You know, in that area, and has boys. He's in the Elm Creek, yeah, but coached at Loomis for a long time. But his boys, Jeff and Greg, over at Hastings High, really good people and fun to be around and always got a story and truly one of the great, great coaches beyond his playing days and affected, like I said, so many kids. I would have thought there would have been a roar, and there wasn't one. I hope more people would start to follow the history and respect who he was.
Well, and like I said on the air Saturday night when I was talking to Stu Pospisil at halftime when this happened, I said Mike Gesell couldn't even put on his shoe. Bill Holiday is that much better, okay? So anyway, our respect towards Bill Holiday. Also, I guess we'll throw a little respect towards UNK. Daryl Morris was going to join us. The kibosh has been put on everyone at UNK by the chancellor and the athletic department to not discuss the UNO situation, to which I emailed athletic director John McBride. He emailed me back, says, "I'm aware that you would like me on the show to discuss the UNO situation and how it affects UNK. I believe it's premature at this time." I don't understand it. I will respect it, and we will be talking with some folks from UNK hopefully in the very near future. I don't get what there is to assess. I'm not trying to blow things up. I'm just saying, obviously, UNK hopefully can get some of these kids to come here. And obviously, it's going to throw a little monkey wrench in the MIAA. Apparently, UNK, just like the rest of us, not aware that this was going to happen. There are two different ways to look at this. The harsh reality is they're trying to make a business decision that sucks for sports fans. Title IX, I believe, is at the top of the list to blame for this. You have to bring in a program that nobody cares about to get rid of football. And I guess not being a big hockey fan, Tri-City Storm aside, you've got hockey running your school. You're letting the inmates run the asylum. Really? It just, again, I guess I'm taking this not from, I'm taking this more from a fan standpoint than a factual. And I listened to Trev Alberts, and I listened to the chancellor yesterday of UNO try to do their best to, you know, they were crushed, but yet they were happy. Well, were they more crushed or were they more happy? You're going to the Summit League. You're going to be Division One. What a joke. What a joke.
Well, they're not going to be eligible to compete in the tournament to go to the dance till 2015.
Now, another joke.
There's a time limit. Everybody's wondering, well, why did this happen so fast? Well, first of all, June 1st is a deadline, which locks people into conferences for, I believe, till it opens back up 2016, which things can realign again. Southern Utah, which I'm sure when the Mandelko girl from Lexington signed with Southern Utah to play basketball, she was thinking, okay. And I'm sure part of the process was, and without speaking to her, I would think that, well, to come, we're gonna go to North Dakota. I'm gonna go to South Dakota. I'm gonna go to Western Illinois. I'm gonna go places in the Midwest. It's not gonna be always at Southern Utah, far away. You know, I'm gonna be back in the Midwest around so my parents and my brothers can go see my games and whatnot. Well, they have opted to go to the Big Sky Conference, which is Montana, Idaho, Northern Colorado, receive the automatic bid to the tournament. With them going to the Big Sky Conference, obviously opened up an opportunity for the Summit League to expand. Well, it was just on Wednesday last week, I got a World Herald. It was basically a sidebar that Summit League officials come meet with UN, come to UNO to meet with Chancellor Christensen and Athletic Director Alberts to discuss the possibilities. I had no idea that within one meeting one day and looking around going, eating downtown apparently at the Chop House, going, damn, food's pretty good here. We like it here. You're in if you want to come. I had no idea it could be that easy.
I don't know who to compare it to, but it has to be like a K-State starting and never winning in football. I mean, this is going to take years.
And if you're sitting out there, going, Summit League, well, I miss Oakland is their representative. It's Western Illinois. It's Oral Roberts in Tulsa. It's North Dakota. It's South Dakota. It's IUPUI. That's Indiana University, Purdue University in Indianapolis. Indiana University, Purdue University at Fort Wayne's also in the conference. That's IUPUFW. That's the group of teams in which UNO will be going to.
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
We got Scott from Minden.
Scott, what's going on?
Oh, just still kind of in shock about hearing the news. The way everything had been led to believe, it looked like football was in line to go Division One, and then you hear this, and it's kind of the old shocker. But the way some of the information I'm getting is that they were struck pretty blindsided. Little things like they just hired an offensive coordinator 2 weeks ago, moved his whole family, got a pregnant wife, and now he doesn't have a job. You know, stuff like that I think is the real tragedy in this kind of deal. Well, you know, the business side's the business side. But
well, obviously with Trev Alberts being a football guy and obviously the move, people thought, well, he's going to transition this deal not to Division One, but to 1AA, which has 63 scholarships instead of the 85. Everybody thought, but to go totally the opposite way, I was surprised. In Sunday's World Herald, the article...
Jason Petrino is the young man that was hired on February 21st.
Yes.
Henry Cordes is the guy that wrote the article. In there... He specifically, Scott, we appreciate the phone call.
Yep.
In this article that goes, it's on the front page, and then it carries over to 8A and 9A, which is absolutely jam-packed. They explored three different options, apparently, with the board of directors and with influential people on their boards. One of the things that just... absolutely leaves me shaking my head. One of them was dropping to Division III and having no athletic scholarships to do what a Nebraska Wesleyan does.
Trev Alberts, we're going to hear a little bit of what he had to say, and we want to thank Scott for joining us on the Bruce Furniture Fan Line. Bruce Furniture, everything you need is within reach when you check out their new incredible four-recliner sectional. It is the perfect thing to add, perfect piece of furniture for your den, your home, to watch the NCAA tournament, to relax, watch baseball as it gets going, watch golf, watch whatever you want, your favorite television programs. And right now you get a hide-a-seat and body blanket free, plus a 32-inch LCD TV. Save nearly $500 on this two-recliner sofa with drop-down table and cup holders, two-recliner console sofa with storage and cup holders, connecting corner wedge, 100% proven tough fabric, available in 12 different colors at Bruce Furniture and floor covering, just right for you. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. We need to take a break. We've got a lot more to talk about. Matt Drew, boys basketball coach at Giltner, is going to join us. We'll see if he has let go of Ethan Krejcik or if he's still hugging him. Back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nutnol chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Let the madness begin.
Little driving baseline, turning to the basket, throws it to Robinson, one-handed tomahawk dunk to give Kansas the 69-58 lead.
The 2011 NCAA tournament is on. Westwood won. From the first round to the Final Four, all the action is right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We're going to combine the pass.
Make the catch.
With the long ball.
Bye-bye, baseball.
The dig.
Great digging.
And elements of the Sandra Bullock movie. Now the safe parts.
This is much better.
And on April 16th, we're taking a fan bus to a Husker Sports triple header. Red-white game. Husker baseball against K-State. A Husker volleyball exhibition against the Cyclones. All admission, transportation, and tailgate party included. Only $95.
What do you do?
Call First Holiday Tour and Travel for your spot. 308-384-1800. Brought to you by Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
Mostly lingering clouds, along with some fog early on through the day, followed by clearing skies later today as well, with a high in the lower 50s. South winds will stay from 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see clear skies early, then increasing clouds and a low at 33. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where every week we give you a chance to win a Big Dally Deli combo meal with our three words of the week. Big Dally's Deli, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, top of the hill, Kearney. Two locations at Hastings, 801 West 2nd, 610 East South Street. I believe our winner last week was from Hastings. It's time for our three words of the week. What is your word of the week, Daddy? You didn't get to pick one last week because you were ill, supposedly.
My word.
We're investigating that too.
My word of the week is maverick.
So I should not say ice. Don't go with ice. What's your word, Merritt?
Shocker.
Maverick, shocker, as in Wichita State, and I will go with
Kreitz.
Yeah. Oh. It's a tough one, Tony. It's a tough one. I'm not going to lie. Maverick, shocker. My word will be tournament. So the three words of the week, maverick, shocker, tournament. Put those three words into any email, whether you want to make it funny, serious, just use them in the email that you send to us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. You spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Maverick, tournament, shocker. Those are the three words of the week. And also, be sure to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. I went back and checked the rules today. Those play-in games do not matter. So you can pick those however you want. And I'm sure most people are not going to pick the underdog, but you do have until tip-off Thursday. So Thursday at 11 is when that cuts off. You can go to our webpage. Two things you need to know. It's very simple. Now, you do have to have an ESPN account to get into any of their programs, any of their tournament challenges. It takes a minute to fill that out and has nothing to do with the Doug and Daddy show. But you can go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the banner, and get going. ESPNSuperstation.com. The password's up there. The group name is Doug and Daddy. The password is show. Easy, get in. We've got lots of great prizes, including that massage chair from Bruce Furniture is our grand prize. We go back to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
We got Johnny from Southern Cal / Carney. Basically the same thing.
Johnny, what's going on? Good morning.
Good morning. You know, after the NCAA tournament this past weekend, the Mavericks winning it, I was shocked. It was a shocker to find out late that night when the Mavericks were celebrating that the kids lost the key to the locker room. It's not a dollar sign. It's a stupidity sign. The amount of money spent at UNO on wrestling, $20,000, is made up at the concession stand selling runses, guarantee you. And they bring in 50 families. That's 50 jobs, 50 homes bought, and how many cars over a lifetime when those Mavericks stay in Omaha? Same way with us. Us UNK wrestlers that come in the 70s, 80s, 90s, in this last 10 years, those of us that stick around and make this community what it is, it's not dollars. It's about hockey. And if the antennas go out wide, UNK better watch out, because there's a new owner here in town, and I would suspect that it's about the hockey.
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it, but no women play hockey, but they're not going to get rid of hockey. They would keep hockey over football, which is it's a different animal compared to what we have. And Johnny, thanks so much for the call. Sure appreciate it. I know you're a wrestling fan, and to lose the three-time defending national champions, I don't understand. They can fund themselves, as Johnny said. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you soon, but they can fund themselves. I mean, that's you want to get rid of programs that can't fund themselves, and they talk about football being the only one that can, so they get rid of that. And men's basketball is supposed to be able to, and they fund all the other sports. As tough as it is, these wrestlers, for the most part, and most of these programs, have to fund themselves and have banquets and do things to do what they do.
I would say, though, about Maverick football, and when I read the numbers. You know, Omaha, if you want football so damn bad, you should have got and went to some games.
No, see, that's the funny thing, or the sad thing, as you want to look at it. I listened to our boys a little bit this morning, Schick and Nick in Omaha, to see what the Omaha reaction would be. They all seemed, from the show to even Trev Alberts acknowledged it on their show this morning, as their athletic director came on and talked a little bit about what that was. They said he reached out, said, hey, I want to come on and try and tell you what's going on here a little bit. But they also said people are more concerned about UNK or UNO losing wrestling than they were football, which is astonishing. But if you want to, I mean, then maybe that didn't make it as painful to cut football. But to cut wrestling, why don't you just pick another sport out of the hat? Because that's what appeared they did here.
Very true. 3,700 folks. That's including Northwest Missouri State and UNK. That's what an average attendance at a UNO Maverick game. And without UNK and Northwest Missouri State coming to town, it's like 2,560 people.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Is UNK regretting their move to the conference that UNO is or was in now that they are planning to move to Division I and drop football and wrestling? I got to think politically correct, they're going to say, whatever. But You got.
That's
I mean,
a
this
huge
was a
rival
big,
that's gone.
This was a big part of going to the MIAA. I mean, of choosing this conference. Obviously, UNK did not want to go. Wanted to leave the RMAC, but picking this conference over the Northern Sun, where Wayne State is, or some other conference. Part of the appeal was UNO. Part of the appeal was Fort Hays State. All I can say is we were a little upset that UNO wasn't made the main rival of UNK when they come out with the football schedule for the next 4 years. Doesn't matter. Can you believe that UNK will never play UNO in football again?
No, that it really just that was always the marquee you talked about all summer. I'm sorry, Wayne, it wasn't you, even though you were first up a lot of years.
It will be soon.
Yeah, we'll
be
soon.
We're not playing you anymore either. So here's what Trev Alberts had to say in part, a couple of minutes of what he said yesterday at his press conference, which was open to a few members of the media only in Omaha.
John, I want to acknowledge that today is a day of intense emotion. And on the one hand, sort of to echo John, this is a day of great opportunity for us. First of all, we'd like to say thank you to the Summit League, to Tom Dupel, the commissioner of the Summit League, for the great opportunity. We'd like to thank the membership of the Summit League for thinking enough of this community and this institution to offer us and extend an official invitation that I have recommended to Chancellor Christensen that we accept. I mentioned this is a day of great opportunity for UNO. UNO is all about growth and momentum. This is the university of new opportunities each and every day. The most important piece of that is as an athletic department, we need to be representative of the institution that we're a part of. Athletics must be highly integrated into the overall mission of what's happening on our campus. And so the growth and momentum that's happening for this metropolitan campus must be reflective of what's happening in our athletic department. So this was an institutional decision. Oftentimes, athletics is sort of front and center in decisions like this. We're the ones out, our coaches and students and the playing fields and on the court competing. But at the end of the day, this has to be an institutional decision. This has to be a decision that helps advance the mission, the goals of what this campus is all about. UNO is poised to be the metropolitan campus of record, and our athletics department is going to be representative of that as well. But I mentioned the intense emotions, and of course, the conflicting emotions. John mentioned his own personal emotions. I can tell you that when I took this job nearly 2 years ago, if you would have told me that I would ever lead a department that didn't sponsor football, I would have never imagined this day comes. On a personal level, as you know, my love for football is very great. But John gave me a job, and he asked me to create a vision with our executive staff and our support staff and our great team that's sustainable. There were three things that were important. Financial stability, number one. We wanted to have an athletic department at UNO. We believe so passionately in what athletics can do for a campus if done appropriately. We passionately believe what it does for young people and for the community. And secondly, we needed to have market acceptance. We needed to have programs that folks in Omaha want to be a part of. And number three, we need to be aligned athletically with peer institutions to help advance the institutional mission. So that's what we think we've done. We think that this recommendation that we'll bring forth to the Board of Regents long-term accomplishes those things in spite of the very difficult piece that we have to endure.
That is Trev Alberts, Athletic Director at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. I'm looking here at the football roster for UNO. I'll say it. Doors open, kids. I know there's a few of them on this list that'll go to Wayne State because it's closer to home. Like Jonathan Patton from Randolph. You know, he may want to go there. But Beatrice, Randolph, Lincoln, Scottsbluff, Omaha, Elkhorn, Omaha, Clarkson, Elkhorn, Columbus, Murdoch, Lincoln, Papillion, Beatrice, Omaha, Lincoln, Omaha, 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 Elkhorn, Petersburg, Danny Pelster, get over here, we'll take you. Lincoln, Nebraska's Jerry Key, Sam Small from Hastings, come on back, we'll take you. Elkhorn, Papillion, Omaha, Taylor Haney of North Platte, get on over here. Papillion, Omaha, 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 Lincoln, four more Omahas. Howells, Justin Sindelar, we could use your defensive tackle talents our last season here, your last season. Shea Smith, Bennington, get on here. Plattsmouth, Omaha, Blair, Bryce Knob of Hastings, you're just a sophomore, get over to Kearney. Mom and Dad want to watch you play. Columbus, Anthony Suits, come on in. A big 285 senior offensive lineman. We'll take you. Tommy Howard from Grand Island, come on in. You can play two sports if you want to. Omaha, a bunch of Scribners. Lincoln, Pickerel. That's right. Mike Higgins from Pickerel. You went to Beatrice High School. We'll take you. Come on in. We'd love to have you compete for spots here. Norfolk, Neely, Phillips, Dex Schweiger, sophomore. He was a good player at Aurora. We'll take you. Come on in. Be part of Division II. Stay in the same conference in the MIAA. Compete. Play football. We've got a home for you. We want you to come to UNK. Wrestlers. Well, Mark Bauer talked about all of the new guys that had to come in last year. Come on in. We'll take you. We'll take you. We were rivals. Now we'll be together. Come on in. We've got a spot for you. We want you to be part of the Loper family.
Okay, and that's perfect. I'm inviting them all, even if they were Mavericks. Suckers. Be a Loper. That's great. But remember, we can't take 15 players here at UNK without probably getting rid of 15 players.
Come in and compete.
Absolutely. But I'm just saying, there is some negative side. You get a kid that all of a sudden...
There is no negative side. Not from UNK. There is no negative side. The talent pool will rise, and that there's no negativity out of that. If you want to look for the black lining here is you may lose one local kid. One kid that maybe played in a small conference or a small school that was going to come here and play and maybe won't get the same playing time.
They've got a running back down there that's got 1 year of eligibility left. Going to be a senior. Tanner, I think, is his name. He's got 2,142 yards. Going to have a chance to become the UNO all-time leading rusher. He is, obviously.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. Now, he's looking for a place to play. I guarantee you he comes. Bye-bye, Rustin. Not going to have a place for you. Oh, we might be able to find a place for Rustin Dring. I was kidding with Rustin Dring. He's an All-American. He's a great talent. But we could find a place for a guy that's got 1 year left that's rushed for 2,142 yards in the MIAA to get him on our team, get him on the football field to play.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, getting you ready for the spring sports season, whether it's track, soccer, softball, baseball. They love the games on the diamonds. Whether you need to get your uniforms, hats, bat bags, cleats, it's all there for you. They're going to take care of you at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Winter sports season is over. Spring sports season has begun. Track actually has some events this weekend. Golf gets going. It's crazy, folks. Misco's is going to help you out. And why not get some Husker gear, some Loper gear, because probably tough to sell Maverick gear when you don't have teams. Also,
collector's items.
There you go. Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, it's all there for you. Misco Sports on the bricks downtown, Kearney Center. We'll be back with more in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
With a slightly sweet yet tangy flavor, Hole-in-One Farms dipping and glazing sauce is so thick it even clings to wings and fries. Try it on meat just before you take it off the grill, or pour it on meatballs and cocktail weenies. Maybe use it to glaze a meatloaf. If it gets the Hole-in kids to the dinner table on time, it'll work for yours too. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Hole-in-One story.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
when it comes to keeping it simple. Having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly lingering clouds, along with some fog early on through the day, followed by clearing skies later today as well, with a high in the lower 50s. South winds will stay from 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see clear skies early, then increasing clouds and a low at 33. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 34.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back with you in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Midway, with more than $2,500 added value when you buy from the Midway Auto Group. What is that? It's not a throwaway line. That means they take care of you during and after the sale at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Midway Buick Chevrolet Cadillac. They give you cash for your trade. There's no charge for car washes on Saturdays. Any new or pre-owned vehicle, they're going to give you the complimentary first oil change and 23-point inspection. No charge for the shuttle service when they're working on your vehicle. You need to drop it off, get back to work, get picked up, get your vehicle. There they are. And comfortable customer lounge if you want to wait with the wireless internet. You can work there. They'll throw you up a cappuccino because they've got a nice little get-together there. And you can enjoy that while you wait. It's all to take care of you and make you feel at ease with the Midway Auto Group. You can go to thinkmidway.com 24 hours a day. There for you. Check it out. Midway Advantage. Why not experience it today? The Midway Auto Group, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, both located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Whew, what a weekend, Tony. What a weekend.
It was a great weekend, a great weekend for a lot of various teams, and I think one really stands out.
I can't hear this enough.
1.6 seconds to play. Yoker will inbound the ball down here in the corner. Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smokes! Ethan Kreitz throws up a three-ball at the buzzer for Gilder, and he wins it! Gilder wins their first ever state championship in boys basketball. The celebration is on.
I doubt when Mike Will said the celebration is on at about 10:45 Saturday morning that it has stopped. It may have simmered down a little bit, but it has not stopped. And head coach Matt Drew joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations. It's great to have you back with us on this Monday.
Hey, guys. It's great to be on.
Well, we chatted with you last Monday. We chatted to all the coaches previewing the state basketball tournament. Now that it's over, when you went to Lincoln, especially off the loss to Holy Family and had to play him again, could you think that maybe this was a possibility, or were there definitely some, I don't know if doubt is the word, but were there some nervous moments for your coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, there was nervous moments all the way to the last game, all the way through. When we got down by eight or double digits in the first half against Juanita Palisade, I mean, you're getting real scared that maybe you're going to get blown out like we did the last time we played in the state championship against Howells.
Matt, I want to go back to the district final game. Did you lose on purpose to face them again?
No. If you want to talk to our trainer, you want to see a coach freak out at halftime. That was me at halftime screaming and yelling and trying to get those guys motivated, but we still didn't play very good the second half. And I heard Doug say earlier that was one of the worst games he's ever seen at state Thursday, and that's just kind of the way we play. And the district final was even uglier for our side. But on that, in that Lindsay Holy Family game, it was a very ugly game. But Drew had one of the best dunks I've ever seen, so that was awesome.
I did mention that it was worth setting through the first half to see the putback dunk by Drew. I mean, just it's something you don't expect.
expect to see when you're calling a high school game, even at the Class A level. But that was fun. And I guess talk about how you bounce back and show that you are able to score points and some of the other kids are able to contribute. Because that was my concern going into the state final against Juanita Palisade, was that they like to score and you may not be able to keep up with them. And you guys did it against Why Not and you did it against Juanita Palisade. What changed besides Kreitz making a few threes?
Oh, well, in the championship game, I think Drew started to play a little bit better. You know, and they're going to give up some points on their press. We had some guys, Luke Richards, a senior, step up for us during the state tournament that hadn't really been scoring. But, you know, if you had told me that Drew wasn't going to be our leading scorer through the state tournament, there's no way I thought we'd win that thing. So having Kreitz step up, and even Sean Finley, he only scored five, but you know how hard it is for us to score. 5 points is a lot for us.
you know, Matt, when they interviewed the Juanita Palisade coach on TV after the game, and obviously it was two different emotions. You guys are ecstatic, and he just got punched in the stomach, and he just shook his head and said, "It's one hell of a basketball game." And really start to finish, back and forth, I just thought it was a battle all day long and really truly was a great basketball game.
Yeah, I thought their coach was very respectful. I wish if I was in that situation, I have thought of those words. I thought he was very respectful, gave us a ton of credit. You know, and that was the difference. It was rebounds for us and turnovers for them that made the game so close, and different styles, and, you know, just wore everybody out. I know our kids are dead after 3 days of playing. I was wore out from just standing and yelling, but it was a great game.
Matt Drew, the head boys basketball coach at Giltner, joins us, winning their first ever state basketball championship on Saturday morning. Ethan Kreitz hits the three. That's something that nobody will ever forget. But talk about Ethan, I guess. Is this a kid that's going to be able to handle all this attention that he's going to get? And has he had to get out and hide in the closet from everybody patting him on the back?
Oh, I think Ethan is a kid that deserves it. He's one of the kids that shoots around the gym all the time. He's a guy during water breaks that is shooting and not getting his water break. He's got a great family to help him keep him grounded. And, you know, after the game, he stuck around and watched more basketball. He just loves the game. And there's not a kid that deserved that shot and probably practiced that shot more than he has. So it's great to see. I know he did the top six on Sunday on Channel 5, and he did a great job doing that. So, you know, he's enjoying the moment, and that's what high school sports is all about, the kids and not the coaches.
I was going to say, if that wasn't number one, I don't know what was. But what about the play? When you took the timeout, then the three ball got blocked out of bounds. Second opportunity, you called the timeout. Was that the play you drew up?
Well, if that's what they understood I was saying. I was so nervous that I wish we would just not erased our marker board because it was a scribbled up mess. But when we made the break, I had 10 eyes looking at me that believed the play was going to work. And the play was supposed to be to Drew, obviously, or I don't know, if maybe that bad coaching made it obvious. But we're going to try to go to Drew and then have him tip it to the other block to pop in. That wasn't there, I guess, is what Jake didn't think that was open, so he threw it to Kreitz, and Kreitz hit it. So it definitely wasn't a great play, but it worked, I guess.
Any truth to the rumor that Jerry Robershaw streaked down Main Street Saturday night in Gilmer?
No, there was a lot of celebrating going on in Gilmer, but I don't see anyone streaking.
That's good.
Matt, you've come from a great background over at Pleasanton. How has that played into how Giltner has and your coaching and getting you to this pinnacle?
Well, we always had a ton of success there. When I was starting, we never got to go to state, but so I was used to just being on the bench watching good teams play. And Coach Bauer and Coach Giffen, even my, you know, I had my little league coach call me after the game, Tom Eckout, and just those guys being very supportive, helping me out, showing me what winning is about. You know, I still talk to Bill a ton, and I appreciate everything those guys, all the people at Pleasanton that helped me out and taught me a lot about basketball.
Matt, does getting up and down the floor against quality teams like you did at the state tournament, scoring some points, enter into the mind that, hey, we could maybe play a different style of basketball?
Yeah, I think next year, you know, we got 7 of our top 9 coming back. I think we'll probably be the favorites. And, you know, we can play a little bit faster game once we get that confidence. But, you know, we were playing 4 guys that hadn't really seven guys that hadn't played a ton this year, and we just thought being conservative and just concentrating on defense was a way to go. And I think you can play great defense and run a little bit more. That's just going to take us a little bit more time.
Well, Matt, congratulations. I know anytime you go through it the first time, and maybe even though the number one seed aren't the lock to win the thing, that it's very exciting, and it's just something that nobody will forget, and you'll get to come back and try it again next year. Congratulations to you, and congratulations to the kids, and can't wait to see the Hornets again next year.
All right, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it, and all our fans and all the players appreciate your guys' coverage.
You bet, Matt. Thanks so much. Matt Drew, head boys basketball coach of the Giltner Hornets. And I what?
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz, he launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Giltner hits it! A three-point field goal! And Giltner wins the state championship! Holy smokes! Ethan Kreitz throws up a three-ball at the buzzer for Giltner, and he wins it. Giltner wins their first ever state championship in boys basketball. The celebration is on.
Tony, Ethan, we practice it. We fantasize about it in the gym, in the driveway, throwing up the shot at the horn. Ethan Kreitz got to do it, and no one can ever take that away from him.
No, it'll be a name that I you know, in 50 years, Ethan Kreitz will be a name that you'll say in Giltner, and everybody will be like, 1.6.
Ladies and gentlemen, your prom king, Ethan Kreitz. Sorry, Drew Ott, your homecoming king, Ethan Kreitz. Great job. Great job, guys. We need to take a break. Don't forget all of the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. How about breakfast? Two croissant for just $3. Breakfast is served daily until 11 at BK, located Lexington, Cozette, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Back after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
You'd like Paul, really nice guy with two kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things have been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people. But fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation. Charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, thinkapproved.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Say what you want to about Charlie Sheen.
I'm by winning.
But the guy's got a way with bracketology.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it.
Think you can measure up?
Winning.
Log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.
Now what?
Sign up for our local brackets. Group name is Doug and Daddy. Password is show. Top prize is a Shiatsu massaging recliner from Bruce Furniture. And many more things to win.
I mean, what's not to love?
But you have to sign up now. ESPNSuperStation.com. Group name Doug and Daddy. Password show.
Do it, man.
Mostly lingering clouds along with some fog early on through the day, followed by clearing skies later today as well, with a high in the lower 50s. South winds will stay from 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see clear skies early, then increasing clouds at a low at 33. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 34.
Oh, yeah. NCAA tournament
ties. Oh,
it's the greatest. Unfortunately, they only play it once a year. But Daddy,
for Hudson Sink,
this is for you.
The ball is I knew it was going to be here. You
you're running for your life. See, it's not that
like
bad.
You're a
it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
But it's not Luther.
It's different.
But it's not Luther.
You're right. You're right. Don't forget to get signed up for our NCAA bracketology. We've got gifts from Bruce Furniture, Big Apple Fun Center, Big O Tire, Mid-Nebraska Speedway, Big Dally's Deli, Burger King, jerseys, so many more, Cunningham's. We've got a lot of them out there that we're going to be giving away. And don't forget this Thursday, St. Patrick's Day, we're live at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft from 11 to 1. NCAA basketball tournament games. Come out and join us. They've got all kinds of great specials, as they always do, on St. Patrick's Day.
I know some of you trying to firm up for next week's spring break. That's right. They're waiting for you.
You got something that can do that in a week?
Absolutely, they do. They do.
You're going on vacation Friday. You got something that's going to get you going?
Absolutely. Six sit-ups and CTS 360 from Complete Nutrition. Have you ready to go Friday afternoon in that bathing suit. It's set for you. Whether you're in Grand Island, just off of Highway 281, located right north of Gordman's, or if you're in Kearney, located just north of Sunmart, right along 2nd Avenue, you can call one of their trained professionals, or you can go to CompleteNutrition.com for more information. Complimentary products to go along with this, including the Smart Smoothie, V-Core, Complete Man, Complete Woman, Herbal Cleanse, Fed FX. CTS 360 is a complete toning system. Includes three levels of fat burner plus tone and night formula. Check it out today. Call them at 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348 in Kearney, or 382-TONE. That's 382-8663. Be ready for that bathing suit. I know I am.
I hope you get on the plan.
The ball is and there you are.
You were just telling me during the break, we were talking about all the games that we predicted in the state tournament. You did. I kind of did it behind the scenes, kind of like game day. Kirk Herbstreit doesn't predict the games he's doing. The pain that you felt, not only because Ravenna lost, but because Lincoln Christian won, took away your one shining moment as a junior.
I had the radio on and listen to you, and it was 15-8. Ravenna's got the lead, and I said to myself right then, I said, Paul, somebody's got to step up and knock. I mean, it's got to be a back-to-back three deal. You've got to get up. You got to step on these. And I said a bad word. And I said, you got to step on their throat. And then they start to get back in it, and I heard that crowd roar, and I had visions of Rob Anderson taking one dribble and two-hand dunking that thing. 17-point lead, a 6:50 left in the ball game, evaporates, and they go on to beat us and win a state title over Grant.
Wow, nice choke job. Also, a big shout-out to all the teams from the area, but also to Minden. I never have felt, and this was against Central Catholic, two teams, two coaches, two programs that we love to follow and very respectful and very good programs. But the Minden fans were behind me at the Devaney Center for that semifinal, and one of the rare times that you could feel the energy, the want to, the way those fans were willing, the way they were willing their team to try and win that game. I seriously think had Central Catholic won the ball game, they would have had to call medics to haul a lot of the Minden people out of there. I mean, they had to be as drained as the basketball team, and they did receive the Spirit Award, the Sportsmanship Award, which down the road is nice to have. I know a lot of people
don't think much of it. But they won it, and boy, what a time I know that they had. So congratulations there. We've got just a minute left. Congratulations to UNK. Dalton Jensen, TJ Hepburn finished as national runners-up in the D2 championships. Joey Wilson, fourth. Ross Brunkhart, fifth. And to all the fans that were out there, Marty Molina, Division II All-American in the triple jump, finishing seventh at the indoor championships over the weekend in New Mexico. Baseball and softball teams split their games. Nebraska softball, Daddy, is bigger than Nebraska baseball right now. They had another great weekend, and they beat the number one team in the country. When the new poll comes out today, expect to see them in the top 10.
Yeah, 1-0 over the Florida Gators. Never before in school history had they defeated a number one ranked team. What an amazing performance. Laura Hageman throwing a shutout against the number one team in the country.
You know, he knows a softball player. Also,
I gotta go back. I want to get coming in about state basketball still. Craig Driver to step in and make two free throws like you did, coming off the bench like that. That's kudos. Great job. Attaboy. You get an attaboy from Daddy.
Nebraska baseball, a win yesterday. Cody Ashe hits the home run. Three good close games. Nebraska only got one of them. They're supposed to play a bunch of games this week, starting at home tomorrow. And it looks like the weather will be good enough. Storm struggle. They drop two. They're home tomorrow, though, against Lincoln.
They're both one-goal games, though, aren't they?
No. And the Nebraska football team began spring practice.
Woo-hoo!
That's on the back burner. Unbelievable, which is good at this time of the year. It makes Bo happy. We want to thank Matt Drew, head coach at Giltner, for their state championship, for joining us today. We will be keeping up to date on what's going on with UNK and the UNO dismantling of their football and their wrestling programs. More tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.